Then a smartphone app reduced suicide attempts after psychiatric hospitalization. Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Ray, coming to you today from sunny Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New findings from a multi-site, randomized clinical control trial suggest a promising role for digital therapeutics in suicide prevention. Researchers at Yale and Ohio State evaluated OTX-202, a smartphone-delivered, suicide-specific cognitive behavioral therapy. Among psychiatric inpatients with a history of suicide attempts, OTX-202 was associated with 58.3% relative rate reduction in repeat suicide attempts compared to an active control app. While time to first suicide attempt did not differ significantly across groups, sustained reductions in suicidal ideation through 24 weeks were observed with OTX-202 users. In contrast, those using the control app experienced a rebound in suicidal thoughts after week 12. Notably, the therapeutic benefit was strongest among patients with prior suicide attempts, a subgroup at high risk and often underserved post-discharge. A dose-response relationship was also identified, with each completed therapy module linked to a 14% reduction in suicide attempt rate. The findings support OTX-202 as a scalable, cost-effective intervention during a critical window, particularly for those with recurrent suicidal behavior. Clinical integration and engagement strategies could further optimize impact. In our next story, we learn about a newly published Phase 3 randomized clinical control trial in the Annals of Internal Medicine showing canagliflozin is a safe and effective treatment option for children and adolescents with type 2 diabetes mellitus, a population with limited therapeutic choices. The 52-week double-blind trial included 171 patients aged 10 to 18 across 10 countries. By week 26, patients on canagliflozin saw an average drop in hemoglobin A1C of 0.76 percentage points, significantly more than those on placebo. At the end of the study, over one-third of the canagliflozin-treated patients achieved hemoglobin A1C below 6.5%, compared to just 14% of those on placebo. Improvements in fasting glucose and body weight were also seen. Adverse events were similar between groups and consistent with adult safety profiles. Hypoglycemia was uncommon, and no severe cases occurred in the treatment arm. These findings support canagliflozin as a potential add-on to metformin and lifestyle management in pediatric type 2 diabetes. And finally, a new single-cell sequencing blood test may shift the landscape of multiple myeloma care. Published in Nature Cancer, researchers from Dana-Farber introduced SWIFT-SEG, a liquid biopsy that profiles circulating tumor cells in patients with MGUS, SMM, and MM, providing an actionable alternative to bone marrow biopsies. Unlike FISH, which often misses key genomic features, SWIFT-SEG captures CTCs in over 90% of the cases and characterizes tumor burden, gene mutations, and proliferation rates from a single blood draw. In newly diagnosed MM, it detected CTCs in 94% of patients and outperformed traditional methods in identifying prognostic markers. This test not only simplifies risk stratification, but also supports longitudinal genomic monitoring in a minimally invasive manner. A unique tumor circulating signature may also inform therapeutic development. If adopted clinically, SWIFT-SEG could enable early intervention, better disease tracking, and broader access to precision diagnostics for plasma cell disorders. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.